You mentioned that you now feel more empowered, so can you tell me how that came about?
Well, it was a friend called Daphne. When my GP saw me, I think it was possibly the first appointment I had with him in the northeast, as I say, in Corbridge in Northumberland. My HbA1c results, which should be between 6 and 7%, were over 10%. I knew I'd come with not particularly good control. And he said, I think you need to do Daphne. And so I then discovered that Daphne meant dose adjustment for normal eating, and it wasn't some poor lady that was to be done. And the subtitle of this course was very attractive to me because it is like what you eat, eat what you like. I particularly like the second part of that, being someone who's never managed quite to lose the sweet tooth. So yes, it's new and it's very intense. And as soon as he said it's a week long course, full time, my heart sort of sank. Like, well, I can't do that. I've got three children, one of whom is tiny. She was 2 at the time. So it was last September in 2003, and in fact I went home and talked to my husband, and he just booked a week's holiday off work. And I know I couldn't have done it because we were out of our home surrounding. We'd only moved about 6 months previously, from Birmingham to Newcastle, and not very near the grandparents. And so with my husband's work in Newcastle, we were just living a little bit out in Northumberland. And there are certain pockets of the National Health that were trialling Daphne, and it had come over from Germany. And so I was referred to Hexham General Hospital, and one of the consultants there had been particularly keen on it, who I think had moved away. But there was thankfully a team of diabetes nurses and dietitians who had run, I think it was a fairly new thing to them. I think they possibly had run one or two of these courses already. And you needed to be a certain, I think if I'd have had an HbA1c that was 12 or more, they wouldn't have recommended it because I think too drastic an improvement, too big a